After dying of a heroin overdose in October, Janis Joplin didn't live to see the release of her second solo album, Pearl. Nor was she around when it reached number one for 9 weeks, beginning on this date, February 27th, 1971. We're looking back at the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Pearl would become Joplin's most defining work. She was already a star after Cheap Thrills, the second album she made with Big Brother and the Holding Company. But when it came to Pearl, Joplin was totally on her own, in full control over the direction of the album. After leaving Big Brother, she released her first solo album, I Got Them Old Cosmic Blues Again, Mama, with the help of studio musicians. It was a solid start, but still very reminiscent of the song she sang with Big Brother. With a new group, the Full Tilt Boogie Band, who backed her on a summer concert tour and better fit her natural, outsized onstage talent and unique mix of blues, soul, and twang. The band entered a Los Angeles studio in September 1970 with The Doors producer Paul Rothchild, and a month later had a dozen songs completed. On October 1st, she did an a cappella take on Mercedes-Benz, and it would be the last song she ever recorded. Just 3 days later, she would pass away, and 9 tracks were ultimately selected by the end of the year for the album, plus an instrumental track that Joplin never got around to record vocals for. The completed songs included Cry Baby, the number one single Me and Bobby McGee, Mercedes-Benz, and Get It While You Can. It was a bittersweet triumph for Janis Joplin, as less than 2 months after the album was released, it reached number one and stayed there for 9 weeks, beginning on this date, February 27, 1971, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.